not often that a gospel that we have as part of a yearly schedule really in an amazing way matches the news, but I think it does tonight. This remarkable gospel of the Transfiguration. Jesus goes to a high hill, a high mountain near the Sea of Galilee, and on the top, the gospel simply says he is transfigured. We don't really know what that means, except that he changes appearance, becomes very bright, dazzling white light. And all we know is that the disciples that were there loved it. And it was a very pleasing, a very wonderful, a very satisfying, a very fulfilling experience. They just found it remarkably great, and they wanted to stay. But then Jesus says, it's over, we have to come back down the mountain. And when they come back down, he says something counterintuitive. He says, don't tell anyone. Now, he probably said that because he knew that the disciples couldn't wait to tell everyone. And that makes sense. If you have a really wonderful experience, I mean, it's just very intuitive. We just like to share that. I saw a great movie the other day. I had a great restaurant, had a great conversation with a friend. We did this, we did that, whatever it is. You like to share the news. It makes sense. Jesus says to not do it right now. There will come a time when I want you to, but not right now. And the gospel says, I want you to wait till after the resurrection. That makes sense. Because after the resurrection, Jesus did say, tell everyone everything that you see. Tell everyone everything that you experience. Tell everyone everything you see. As I was meditating on this gospel, I found myself saying that phrase. If you see something, say something. And isn't that in the news a lot right now? If you see something, say something. And that's that very, very powerful phrase that admittedly comes from the War on Terror and just invites really everybody in the country to open their eyes and just to be aware and to be alert and to be sensitive of what's going on around you. And if you see something suspicious, or certainly if you see something dangerous, to report it to the right authorities. You might know that that actually just happened last week in Whittier. If you read the news, there was a security guard at a local college here who overheard a conversation about potential violence and did the right thing. He heard something, he saw something, he told the authorities, they came and really potentially blocked, or they stopped a potential horrible scene. That's the living example of how wonderful that is. If you see something, say something. And I know that there's a lot of debate about what to do about what happened in Florida. And I can tell you that I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so I couldn't really talk at length about the Second Amendment. I don't have any semi-automatic weapons, so I really couldn't tell you much about those. But, you know, I do know the gospel, and I know people, and perhaps the mixing of the gospel and how Jesus understands people makes sense, because certainly if there is someone who is bent on harm, there is people in that person's life who knows them, people close to them, maybe parents, maybe classmates, maybe friends, and if they were able to say something, perhaps that is the way forward. Maybe besides all the marches, besides all the speeches, besides the gun control laws, besides all those things, which are all good, maybe one of the strongest forces that can stop a bad person from doing a bad thing is the person who knows that person, the person who is in that person's life, who knows them personally, who can step in and do something. I hope all the possibilities happen, but certainly that's one that seems to match what the gospel is saying. If you see something, say something. And I think in the season of Lent, maybe we can say in both ways. If you see something bad, tell the right people. And if you see something good, tell everyone. You see something terrible, make sure you tell the people who can do something about it. But if you see something good, let everyone know. This is the season of Lent. Maybe you have people in your life who have given up something for Lent, and maybe they're successful at it. Let people know that your relative, your friend, is having a great season of Lent. Maybe you've read a good spiritual book. Let people know about that. Maybe you've heard a maybe you heard a good sermon. It could happen. It could happen. One of these days, it could happen. Just be patient. And I think if we spread the news about things that are good, that's just as important and as important as saying, noticing and recognizing things that are bad. So I think this gospel invites us to really open our eyes to see everything that's going on around us, whatever is troubling and disturbing, we know what to do. But if we see something wonderful, something loving, something spiritual, something beautiful, we know what to do as well, and we let everyone know.